Newstalk ZB, it is now 6:15, and to Milford Asset Management, Sam Trethaway is with us this evening. Hi, Sam.
Hi, Larry.
And thank you, Sam, and Happy New Year to you. Look, looking at the local share market, 2017, strong year, wasn't it, with the NZX 50, I think, up about 22%. When you come to review the performance of the market over the past year, what leaps out at you?
Yeah, so that was a good year for local investors, 22%. I think, you know, people should be happy with that. And the market was a standout performer globally. But if you look at the detail of that performance, and really what one thing that does stand out is that it was driven by a handful of stocks. So A2 Milk was up around 280%, Fish and Paykel Healthcare 70%, and Xero 60%. And between those three names, you really did get around half the gain, the 22% gain that the market had. So those three stocks really did drive the market forward. And looking further into the breakdown, avoiding the largest detractor, which was Fletcher Building, which fell around 25% over the year, wiped 3% off the index. So I think that does emphasise two things. Firstly, the importance of picking the winners and stock selection. And secondly, if you can find a company like A2 Milk that does go up multiple times, it really does overwhelm the weak performers.
And in contrast to last year in overseas markets, NZX off to a rough start this year, 2018. Why is that, do you think?
Yes, it has been a bit of a tougher start. The market's, I guess, taken a breather from its record-breaking run last year. Overseas markets have been very strong, largely following the US tax cuts announced in late December. So Wall Street over there, over in the US, has been smashing out some record highs. But what's impacting us locally, I think, is the interest rates. And the key ones around the world have crept up a bit. Our local market has a high proportion of utility-style dividend-paying stocks, the electricity companies, Spark, etc. And these have been impacted and have been in the past, I guess, a substitute for investors who have otherwise put their money to work in bonds and other things like term deposits. So with that creep up in interest rates, we have seen those stocks being slightly less attractive and underperform.
Do you think the NZX can continue to produce the kind of returns that we've had in recent times, like last year?
I think investors certainly will be hoping for some returns like 2017. But to be honest, it does look harder from here. I think it will take a few reasonable winners to drive the market forward again. The bulk of our market, like I said, is those utility stocks, which are unlikely to generate those kind of big returns. Then again, we do have the companies like A2 Milk and others that are very capable of delivering strong performances. So I think we'll just need a few of those to step up.
And what do you make of what Fonterra announced yesterday? This is on Being Mate, so they've increased the loss, haven't they? What's behind that?
Yeah, certainly it has been the biggest talking point on the corporate side this year. It's quite a staggering downgrade from Being Mate. And in relation to Fonterra's investment in the company, I think it really does put their reputation in a bit of trouble. Fonterra owns just under 20% of the company, making its initial investment back in 2015 for around $750 million. The rationale at the time was to strengthen their distribution channels into China. Being Mate largely distributes infant formula and other products like that into what is clearly a big market. But sadly for Fonterra, that investment in that business, Being Mate, has tracked backwards since. The real interesting points around this piece of news is that the downgrade itself hasn't been well explained by Fonterra or Being Mate. And interestingly, four directors, including two directors appointed by Fonterra, have expressed real reservations around the aspects of Being Mate's financial management and reporting practices. So basically saying that there are some issues with the accounts and their trustworthiness of the accounts. So some real issues there, Larry.
And is this a reasonable contrast to the other company? Of course, the infant formula exposure on our local market, you talked about that before, A2 Milk?
Yes, it's a big contrast. I think A2 Milk is actually one of the best performing stocks this year. It's up around 9% month to date. And what's happening in the Chinese infant formula market, which will also be impacting Being Mate as well, is that there have been some regulatory tightening going on. So what the Chinese government has done over there is put in a new set of regulation designed to largely improve the health and safety, health and safety standards of the industry. And what it's done is resulted in the removal of around 1,500 non-compliant brands from store shelves. So you've got far less competition on a brand-by-brand basis in the market, and it makes that Being Mac situation even more surprising.
Thank you, Sam. Sam Trethaway, Milford Asset Management. More info on them, milfordasset.com.